suddenly everything's right. I said, hey, I put some new shoes on and everybody's smiling. It's so inviting. Oh,
working our way through a Monday morning, shaking off the weekend and getting back into the work week. And we very much appreciate you joining us this morning. I mentioned on the weekend in Regina was the Cathedral Village Arts Festival. This is a big festival. They block off 13th Avenue, and there are hundreds, thousands actually, of people. It was jammed. They had 400 vendors this year. It was jammed with people. But on 13th Avenue, a mainstay that you would recognize if you spend any time in Regina and in that part of the city is Iannone's Footwear and Shoe Clinic. This business has been in Regina. In fact, celebrating now 65 years in the footwear business, which is absolutely incredible. And they don't mess around when it comes to footwear. They understand the importance of not only a good-looking shoe, but a good-feeling shoe. They specialize in orthopedic and therapeutic footwear. I've been in this store a number of times. Like I say, in 65 years, they've garnered a lot of clients. And I'm really happy to be connected today with Tim Iannone, who is the owner of Iannone's Footwear in Regina. Tim, thanks so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you very much, Evan. It's certainly my pleasure to be here with you.
65 years. I don't know a lot. In fact, I don't know of any family businesses that have been going for that long. That's quite an accomplishment, Tim.
It really is, because over 65 years, there's so many things that can change. And, you know, we're just so thankful to the people of Regina and area, you know, for supporting us for all these years. And we truly are a family business. I mean, not just the name family business, but we have four family members every day on the floor in our store. And we have some other great employees as well. But I mean, it's, you know, myself, my brother, my wife, and now my daughter, Ava. We're in there doing the very best we can every day, and we feel blessed to be able to have lasted this long and for people to have supported us so well.
So your father, Nick, started this business. What inspired him to get into the shoe business?
Well, you know, my dad, it's a long story. When he was younger, he had epilepsy, and he couldn't really go to school because he just had a lot of issues that way. And it was a miracle he was able to go to Montreal. Somebody paid for it, and he had an operation, and he got his life back. But he was just doing other jobs throughout his life, and he was really good at shoe sales, and he was doing really well with it. And he was in his 30s. He got married late, my dad, and all of a sudden he was doing so well, but then they were cutting his commission and stuff like that. He was all of a sudden thinking, oh my God, what am I going to do? How am I going to hopefully have a family one day when they're doing this to me? So back in the day, you know, people would go out for coffee and talk about things and discuss it and stuff like that. And he got to know this gentleman that was in the bank, and the guy had faith in him. And he said, Dick, if you find a store, I'm going to help you out. And he did. Like, I get a little emotional because it's really quite a story, you know, and he did help him out. And you don't hear that these days. As, you know, I've told many people, if you have to go to a bank, you basically have to have the money with you. So that's how my dad got started.
That is incredible. Yeah.
Yeah, it really was.
And did he meet your mom in the shoe business in the store?
He did. So I have a lot to be thankful for. Not that I've been able to, you know, provide for my family and have a job that I can help people with. But yes, he did meet my mom in the store. And so when my dad opened his store, he'd opened it in June 26th of 1960. And my mom came with a friend of hers. Her friend said, you know, this guy I know is opening up a store. I want to go see if I can get a pair of shoes there. So they came into the store, and my dad was having kind of a grand opening type of thing. And one of the things he was doing was giving away some dishes. So my mom entered the draw, and, you know, a few days later she gets a call, and my dad calls her up. He says, oh, did I win the dishes? And he says, no, would you like to go for coffee? And that led to a whole what we have today.
Oh, my gosh. I love it. We're chatting today with Tim Iannone, who is the owner of Iannone's Footwear in Regina. And so you are Footwear and Shoe Clinic, and this is where your certification comes in. You are a Canadian certified podorthist. Tim,
yeah.
I got to tell you, I had to Google it because I hadn't seen the word podorthos before. Tell me what that is.
Well, really, a Canadian certified podorthos is a specialist in using footwear. So that includes, you know, knowing how to fit shoes, shoe modifications, foot orthoses, or people call them orthotics, and other like supportive devices to help solve problems in or related to the foot and lower limbs. So, you know, we deal with foot issues, usually below the knee. And, you know, there's different ways. Some people need shoes. Some people need a little adjustment to the shoes they're getting. That's what a podorthos is. So really a specialist in using footwear to help people solve their foot issues.
So explain to me the difference, because you've got a podiatrist, you've got an orthotist, and then you've got a podorthos.
A podorthos.
Podorthos, yes.
Yeah. Okay. It's in kind of in layman's terms, I'll go but like podorthos and podiatrist just to start that. So a podiatrist and a podorthos have some things that are in common, but we have different scopes of practice, but much of our training overlaps. For example, a podiatrist can diagnose, but as podorthos, you know, we know how to treat foot problems, but where it's not something that we do is to diagnose. We work from prescriptions from podiatrists, orthopedic surgeons, et cetera. So as a podiatrist, they're trained more in, for example, corns and skin and nails and stuff like that. That's out of my scope of practice as a podorthos. As a podorthos, I think we have a little bit more training in terms of footwear than what, for example, a podiatrist would do. So, you know, we do more modifications and building up of footwear and stuff like that. But a lot of our training does overlap to be certified. Like, I mean, podiatrists know the mechanics of the foot, of course, all the ligaments. And, you know, we're both trained on making orthotics and about foot ailments and all that. So I would say that a lot of the stuff overlaps, but podiatrists certainly have a little more training in certain areas. And I work closely with podiatrists because there are certain things that I see, oh, that's out of my scope, I'll pass it on to them. And sometimes they'll refer people after they make an orthotic to me to get the proper shoe, because if you don't have the proper shoe with an orthotic, then it's not as effective. I hope that helps. And then orthotists are another group that the training all overlaps in that, but they make orthotics and they do a little bit more bracing than what I would do. So we all kind of do similar stuff, but we all have areas that we kind of specialize in a little bit too.
So knowing that, Tim Iannone is my guest, owner of Iannone's Footwear and Shoe Clinic. So knowing that, and knowing that designation, you have a Canadian certified podorthos. I come into your business, I want to buy shoes. How is the experience different knowing you've got that training, that understanding? What are you looking for as you're fitting me?
Well, I'm looking at a number of things, because shoes have to fit a certain way. There's certain things that we always look for. You don't want a shoe that's too short. You don't want a shoe that's too narrow. There's a whole host of things that go into it. But, you know, every person is different. Some people have wide feet and a narrow heel. So, you know, we have to be trained to know what shoe will go on that foot. And that's one of the things that my dad taught me when I first started, before I took all my training in that. And he was old school, but my dad, he could just look at a foot and knew what shoe, and he knew the size. I, of course, we measure every foot, and measuring is just a guide, of course, but it's a very important first step to seeing what a person needs. But really, it's about communication, Evan. We have to see, you know, if a person's having a certain issue. If they have arthritis in their big toe, then I'm not going to sell them a really flimsy shoe. I've got to sell them one that rocks so they get pressure, so that toe doesn't do as much work. So there's so many different variables. But I find the biggest thing, and I try to tell my customers, we have to get the right shoe for the person's foot. Right. And so there's a lot of variables involved, and a lot of years' experience go into it. But my thing is, I have to get the right shoe for that person for their issue.
You know, I'm sure you cringe sometime when you see, we were just chatting even before we phoned you about, you know, people wearing flip-flops and things like that, which obviously comfortable in the summertime, but probably not doing a lot for foot health, which ultimately can have effects on other parts of the body, right?
Oh, for sure. I mean, and again, everybody's different, Evan. Not everybody, you know, gets a foot problem, but, you know, the statistic is 75% of people over their life at one time or another will get a foot issue. And, you know, just to use your example as a flip-flop, people will go on vacation, they'll have a flip-flop, but they'll do all this walking. So they'll strain the back of their heel, for example, a condition called plantar fasciitis, which is a very painful condition and can limit people in terms of what they want to do. And, you know, so many people that happens to. And when they get back, then we've got to help them out and get them the right thing. And it can take a while, but definitely poor-fitting footwear and people overusing their footwear and, you know, they're not supportive anymore, causes straining and can lead to a whole host of other issues, which have, you know, kept us busy over the years.
Yeah, for sure. I'm sure it has. Tim Iannone, my guest, owner of Iannone's Footwear and Shoe Clinic. Is there a myth out there that you could bust for us this morning when it comes to shoes and foot health? Anything that common perceptions that maybe you think, no, that's not even a thing?
Not really. The biggest thing is, I think, the biggest myth is one shoe is not perfect for everybody. Like, people will come in and say, what's your best shoe? Well, the best shoe is the best shoe for you. We have to figure out, you know, what your issues are and kind of go from there. And, you know, what works for one doesn't always work for another. So I don't really have any myths, but one thing out there a lot is that one, it's not really a myth, but it raises its head every so often, and that's barefoot. And, you know, for some people, barefoot walking or no feet, you know, it's okay. You know, they can do the exercises to get, you know, to help their feet a bit. But we're in a concrete jungle, and walking in barefoot for most people is not the right thing to do. So mm-hmm. I'm not a big believer in that. That's one thing that I would say. I believe in a good fitting footwear in the house for people that have problems and outside of the house.
For sure. By the way, do you still play hockey?
No, I did. I basically retired at COVID.
Did you?
And, you know, I hurt my knee a little bit, and so I don't play anymore. And, you know, I'm getting so busy, but you never know. I did come back a number of years ago, and I started to play with guys that I played with when I was in PD, and that. And I just loved it, but I got to be honest with you, I got hurt playing no-hit hockey than I did more when we're playing hit hockey.
Well, the reason I ask, for people that don't know, Tim Iannone, who is owner of Iannone's Footwear and Shoe Clinic, one hell of a hockey player. Regina Pats, also played a university program at McGill. You were team captain, 89-90, all-conference honors three times, twice named All-Canadian. You played on Canada's gold medal-winning team, the 87 Spengler Cup. And my research tells me you still have 26 records with McGill University.
Yeah, that was quite a time, and, you know, a long, long time ago. But it certainly was a wonderful time, and, you know, going out to McGill was so wonderful. It taught me to be disciplined. Playing hockey and going to school, not easy, but hockey was very good to me. I met so many great people, and, you know, I look back and at my daughters, they never really saw me play, and they hear people come up to me and talk about it, and they kind of laugh, but it was a great time in my life, for sure.
Yeah. Well, so before I let you go, how are you celebrating 65 years?
Well, we're working on it. You know, the last week of June is basically, you know, when my dad started his store in 1960. And we're going to, you know, it's a busy time, so we're not going to go crazy. But, we, you know, some of our major suppliers like Birkenstock and Blundstone and stuff like that, they're going to give us some footwear, and we're going to, you know, we're going to do a draw so a person can come in and enter. They don't have to buy anything or whatever. And we're really just going to celebrate our longevity, but more so the fact that, you know, it's the customers that keep you in business, and thank people, and you know, just have some giveaways and have fun, and and that's about all we're going to do. It's we're just so thankful and feel blessed that the people have supported us over all these years.
Good stuff. Well, Tim, I appreciate you giving us some time this morning. Thanks so much for the check-in.
Oh, my pleasure, and thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
And thanks for educating us on what a Canadian certified podorthist is. Some good information there. Again, Tim Iannone and his team, he's the owner, but it's a family-run business, Iannone's Footwear and Shoe Clinic in Regina on 13th Avenue. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.